Nuoria australialaisia ei enää kiinnosta kielten opiskelu. Vain 12% lukion yläluokkalaisista opiskelee vierasta kieltä. Tämä on 40% vähemmän kuin 60-luvulla. Kielitieteilijä ja antropologi tohtori Julian Botkey James Cookin yliopistosta sanoo, että tämä johtuu englannin kieleen keskittymisestä.
I think the problem is that the predominant culture in Australia is an Anglo culture. It is a white culture and they speak English, Australian English. So there has been a certain disregard towards other languages and a demand as well for these immigrants to adapt to English and learn English. And also there has been a decision, I think, on the side of immigrants to abandon their own languages and only speak English with their children. So that contributes to it as well.
Tohtori Bötke sanoo, että kaikki australialaiset hyötyisivät suuresti kielten opiskelusta.
That is simply a window to another culture, a window to another way of thinking, and they need to be able to adapt to other ways of thinking as we are becoming increasingly globalized.
Tohtori Bötke sanoo, että kielten opiskelu on myös hyväksi terveydelle.
From a neurological perspective, there's also some evidence that being bilingual actually increases the plasticity of the brain, and with that it makes it also easier for individuals to be more flexible in adapting to new learning tasks and new challenges. And this is basically also what we need nowadays in today's demanding world.
Viime vuoden väestönlaskenta osoittaa, että 27% australialaisista puhuu muuta kieltä kuin englantia kotona. Tohtori Susanna Eisenklaas Griffithin yliopistosta on erikoistunut äidinkielen ja toisten kielten opitteluun ja monikielisyyteen. Hänen mukaansa koulun aloittaminen on se ajankohta, jolloin kotikielen taidot ruostuvat.
We have about 300 languages spoken in Australia, and this is not counting Aboriginal languages. Then we have monolinguals coming to university, and we expect them in 3 years to become fluent in a language. And on the other hand, the children who could be the true bilinguals in the country end up losing the minority language unless the parents maintain the language at home.
Australian Council for Educationin teettämän tutkimuksen mukaan useimmat alakoululaiset opiskelevat kieliä 35-60 minuuttia viikossa. Tohtori Eisenklaas sanoo, että Australian koulujen tulisikin lisätä kielten opiskeluun käytettävää kouluaikaa.
1 hour is nothing. We come from other countries and we know how difficult it is to achieve a good level of proficiency. If there was a good commitment and the children were taught languages, let's say 3-4 hours a week, this would start making a difference.
Tohtori Eisenklaas sanoo myös, että vanhemmat voivat myös kannustaa lapsia kielten opiskeluun tarjoamalla virikkeitä.
Do everything possible to keep the language going at home and maybe organize playgroups so the kids can interact with other children in a very informal way. So it's not a punishment that here comes the weekend I have to go to yet another school and study Chinese. Maybe doing activities that are integrated but are seen as more fun